wanted to point something out before we get to the CSO. I was looking at this Rambam, Leah Shabbos. There was one line that I was very confused about, and I want to share an idea that I have, and if it's correct, it's very important. Hamitzah shin chabeis, mitzvah leitzaseh, ha'atzhova shuzim levatzeh es ha'inshin, ha'achitim ulehitzi lepoil piskei din b'shavis. V'omroi yisal v'slayish b'chom mash v'seichem. Ha'kavon v'kach, loy tisroi mishnes chayif sreifo. Huadin l'sham misa. Okay? Einshin b'shavis. V'loshin v'chilta l'svar eish, sreifo b'chal ho'yisa, v'yoytzis, v'yoytzis l'amit, Masay Muchel Shiachas Mises Bezdin, Vienna Dirichas Shabbos. I've called Sham Mises Bezdin Litchos Shabbos. Okay? Ukfa Omru Ukfa Omru Havol Lav Yotzes. Fulmis Kain. Elo. Sheila Chalak Yotzes. Who could they she he chayab a kol melocha melocha? If ne atzma, kol she's boy mekoyma. Or gmor, kibere marovo, b'chol mash v'yseichem, ravila b'shem avyanai, mikan lebodidin shelo yudonu b'shavus. So this line, I mean, you can understand yourself which line I'm referring to, is offhand, sticks out like a sore thumb. What in the world does he want? It's like, you know, it's like throwing, it's like throwing a monkey wrench into gears. You know, what do you want? And if this line wouldn't have been here, you would have been a lot happier, correct? Okay, so I want to, I was almost the point of Yush. I was lying on the floor, and then it hit me. Okay? I want to say like this. If you recall, we said that a Pirush Mekubal cannot be a steer to Pshut Lashon Mikra, correct? The love of Lisvar Eish, B'chomosh V'Seichem, as ancient B'Shabbos, is not Nisam Loch. Okay? And therefore the Rama puts it in Perch Chav Dalet. Of Hilchos Shabbos. Throughout the dinim from Chepsi Chavatzecha of Hilchos Shuluch of Shabbos, Hilchos Shachol, he puts it all together, and here mitzvah is not matter. That's the chiddush. Okay. The Isa of Lo Yisvar Re'esh B'chomosh V'Seich V'Lav Yotz is the Isa Melocha. How do I know that? Because the moment Misha Hechshech says that Yod B'Shabbos B'Mai, Yod B'Tchum Eliv Do Akiva, and Yod B'Avor Aliba De Rav Yosi. Okay? So it means in Nisam Locha. That's Yidiyah Shabbos. Mechala Amus Yomus. It's impossible that the Pshuto Shel Mikra should refer to Nisa Melocha, and you should have Ki'ilu added on with a Pirush Mekubal, which is nothing to do with Nisa Melocha, with Nisa Inchim B'Shabbos. So the Rambam insists that L'lav Yotz Lo Niskayim, because if it's Niskayim, everything he said here would be impossible. Okay? This goes together. Now, when I finish it off, this goes together with what I said last time about Mizbeach Adomitaseli, that since the Pshuto Shel Mikra is a Hora Shah, you can't have a seven mitzvah days for a Pirush Mekubal. Okay? If it's the Chalak Yotzes, an amazing thing happens. What does it mean, l'chalek yotzis? When a person violates Havoras Eish on Shabbos, what do you give him haschor for? What do you give him haschor for? Give Masroch for the Svarish for Homosh Sechem Yom Shabbos. Give Meshlos as Komloch. So I ask you, in Pshuto Shel Mikra, is it telling you to eat some locha? It's just the gil, it's basically neutral. It's just telling you chilat melachas. For the fact that Torah wrote it this way, it's telling you chilat melachas. But you give hasra from loisasa komalocha. Okay? So that's what Ram says. Once it's lechalak yotzes, the whole thing's okay. But if it's lelav yotzes, then I'm bankrupt. So he says, lelav yotzes lo diskayim, lechalak yotzes, is that's okay? And then he can go on and say this, oinchu. But that's again the same thing in Rambam, that the Ram Shita is the Pirish Makubo cannot be a stira. It's a Pirish, so it can't be a stira of the Shita Tomika. Okay. That was just an analysis. Okay, so now we'll go on. What I want to introduce
did
now.
Lav Yotze, you couldn't be give Hasra for Los Haskam Locha?
What?
You wouldn't give Hasra if it was Lav Yotze Leman?
I don't believe it, because you get Malkus, I assume, for Lois Varesh Bechomosh Sechob Yom HaShabbos, if it's Lav Yotze. And Lois Haskam Locha is Lav Shik Nasovas Mrs. Bezim. I just don't believe it. I mean, if you want it, you can have it. Okay, and even if it would, it's still okay. It's all the same thing. It's an Isser. The Pshuta Shel Mikra is Chilul Shabbos. It's Melacha. And here the Pshuta Shel Mikra is not telling you anything. It's just giving you something else. So a Pirush can come in and say that there's an Isser on Yishmat Shabbos. Okay, that's very important for what we were talking about. Okay, Now I'd like to discuss the CSO, okay? It's like this. Ukvato'o, we're getting back to Shorosh Gimel. This is just an addendum to our discussion of various cases that it can't be a Lasho and a Mitzvah Deris at the same time. Correct? That's what we had in Mizbeach, Mizbeach Adom. Kvato zuloseinu, that's halachas gedolos. Gam b'shirish hazeh, umon glash doch kuratzerich, mashu rochav. You know, there's enough to fill the 613 mitzvahs, and he feels it necessary to do strange things. Lo yavo liros kavala zachidish, umon lo yavo oid bal shem leviim. The gam elu. Okay, so it's very important. None of the love of the Yul Kibbalah and Kodesh ended with Midbar. When they crossed the Jordan River, the world changed. There's no more love of Yul Kibbalah and Kodesh. And the love of lo yavoid oid, which is formerly by the Levim, doesn't exist anymore. Okay? And it's not. You remember we said in Kuf Pei Zayin, loisa Kuf Pei Zayin, if the chefza that you perform the mitzvah on, the chefza shel isa, doesn't exist, but logically the chevez gav exists, like Zayin Amamin, okay? So, or Amolek, the mitzvah is the deris. Okay? So, the problem over here is not that the Mishkan or something doesn't exist. The problem is the love was said only over here in Midbar and not in Eretz Yisrael. We have to understand why. That's what the Ram. That's what the Ram is saying, correct? You could quote a Sifri to support the Rambam. The Sifri in Parash Baal Yischa, Piskehe, Sha'at Shalichas Al-Oretz, Hoya Levim, K'sheir, Ben Shloishim, Shona Ve'Aben Chamishim Shona, V'chule, Am Shinich Al-Oretz, Ein HaLevim Nifsalim El Bekol, V'loi B'Shonim. So the question is that telling you something about Lo Yavod Oid? And the Ram's telling you, that's a limud, you have to know. Is that the limud? Okay? The Rabbanis, who's the Rab, the limud is the more in Chulin, about Noi V'Givon, but that's very difficult, because in Pashtig Mora, it's an issue of a Hekish, because the Mora is already talking about Mumin also. It's a very strange Gemara, but the Ramban and the Turp is like that. Okay, but say that. I'm not. This is all really irrelevant. The Rambam of the Maisa says that the love of Lo Yavod Oid by Levim is only in Midbar. Once they crossed the Jordan River, there was no Issa. Not that it's missing the Chafsa. Okay? So the chayre is, it means, it's not that you just can't, it's not a chesaron, you can't imagine masa of Mishkan after they cross the Jordan River, but the whole Issa is not there. Okay, so we'll see about that. Correct? Mitzvah, now here's the problem. So there's also an aseh about Kotev Yisrael. So April, you would throw it's parallel. It's one, it's two sides of the same coin. The Yavod Yisrael, but Kotev Yisrael. But the Ram counts in Mitzaseh, Lamedalid, Hush Divon Yisrael HaKohanim. Lamedalid. He atzivish davino she yisu hakohan lesaoroi al chitveim all zman she niyotzal aviro. Vuomru yis ale ki avoides akridish aleim bakotish yiso. V'afa pish atzivui ze nemer oz lalvim. Ein ze elamach mesmiut misva hakohanim b'yos hazman. Ki ahavoin hoya hu ha-hat-chola. Avu deiris hari ha-mitzvah chayv al-kohan. Now, this is very important. Could you imagine, for example, the love of Lo Yavod Oid, the Deiris by the Sis Olin? Okay. Because the Rambam is taking care of Mishkan, but what about Olin? So a priori, what's happening over here? Once you say the Avodas B'Kohanim, it's not Avodas Levi. So it's not Avodas Levi, it's not B'chlal, the whole issue of Lo Yavod Oid. So there's no discussion B'chlal. Okay? Correct? It's not Avodas Levi, it's not Avodas Levi, it's nothing to talk about.
Either Kohanim or Levim, It's just a
Kohanim and Levim machov bet nisita. We'll see about that. I'll go to you later. The Kohanim happen to be Levim, but if a Kohen will do it with his Levi's chayim, right? We'll see about it. So walk on. This up with his Levi, correct? Now, the Rambam does something over here. And it's very confusing. So the Rambam, it's very important for the Rambam to say the mitzvahs of Kohanim. Because the Chayim, what he's trying to say, is nothing to do with Mikdash, correct? And now he can't mean a mitzvah. The problem is, not only in Min HaKotzer, he doesn't mention anything. Okay, about there's no discussion of Kohanim. Okay, in the Poter Mitzvahs, no discussion of Kohanim. In Mishneh Torah, in Hilchos Klei Mikdash, no discussion of Kohanim.
He says Levim carried the Aron.
Oh no, he doesn't say anything.
Okay,
he doesn't say anything. That's the point. He doesn't say anything. So maybe he doesn't say anything. So that's not a problem. It's just not an avodah to bechal. So it's not an avodah. It's nothing to talk about. Okay, we're going to come back to this. Okay, we have to understand where he puts in Klei Mikdash, how he puts in Klei Mikdash. But you're left with, according to the Rambam, an Asay of Akotav Yisrael, which is Asay L'Deiris, and a Lav, which is a Hirasha. A Lav Hirasha. Of Lo Yavod. Now, here, the Ramban, let's start with this. The Ramban, Jewishly, she says, B'chima sheshibesh ba'alochis b'mnoisev l'yavod oi d'levim v'yomu she'en rogis elam amibba, the Ramban says, ein hadova kein avri mitzah noheges b'chol aderes b'chol zman she'itztarcho. Halavim, lo seis masa bakotev. Umash yisrael mimenu, harav, lo seis a mitzah shah, ima sha'omu, l'gmon chulin, yochol ap, b'shila beis alam kein, tamoim olavoy rabodis avoyda, vavodis masa, b'oil moim lo yamalti, el zman sh'avoyda bakotev. Min amayim hazeh ba'atzmo nilmoid, she'i mitzah lederes, kol zman she'is bakotev, v'ay nogo kol yomim, b'eretz, b'noisem o'orim, to Ella, Ella b'shas masa b'shifta b'shila b'beis alam. Okay. So what happened over here? Beis alamim and shila. And other times, yes. What's he talking about? Talking about the Mishkan? Proper? Ain't a dover king. It's all lo yavore. Ain't a dover king. Eli mitzvah day negas lo yis. Kol zman sheitztal cholavim lo seis masa bakotev. What this in Shiva and Beis Halomim, there's no masa bakotev. When it's talking about the masa bakotev from Olin, that's the discussion over here. It's a little bit odd to say that. Correct. Even though the Ramban seems to say that later on, when he says, "Avo kishinichnus laoritz lo nifso ela mimasa ha'olin beis noisem imokim imokim," so he seems limited to olin. Okay. So the question is, what exactly is happening here? Okay, what is the mitzvah masa according to the Rambam? What is it according to the Rambam? What's going on? Okay, what's the relationship Mikdash, not Mikdash, yes Mikdash, Olin, yes Olin. Okay. See, here we have like this. And the question is, what's the mission Olin Shaklei Mikdash? So the Rav said a piece in Chisha Gan Magid, which goes very good with the Ramban, but I'm not clear in the Rambam how well it would go. Okay? And he's saying the Rambam. In Perek Beis, the Kli Mikdash Halachi Beis, but Eishim Alichin Es Olam, Mimokon Lamokon, Eim Alichin Oisai, Lo Al Behemo, Lo Al Golo, Elo, Mitzvah l'noisoy al kodesh nema ki avodis hakodesh aleim akotev yisrael v'chad kan l'shene. And he says, v'haynu tedas haramam hi that simui ne'emal l'bnei kos b'shas ha'masois t'tzrichin lo seis dafka l'kotev. So it's in avodis levi and it's dafka kotev. Hu adin d'nema afilu deres
b'nei kos also?
I assume so, something like that. V'amin chaschinuch mitzvah shinayin tes hikshe madu akosav haramba din zerak alon bilvad v'aloya mitzvah hoyis al kol ma'aseh b'nei kos d'haynu menayra shulchan mizbachis v'shakli shores v'imkin afilu deiris Nishat simui l'chol hani dvorim. Aber Gott, wieso? Aber mit des Kotzes nemo besuyim al elu akelim eino tolui rak bekidush haguf shel kli shores. She says, the mitzvah amasa of Mishkan depends on kidush haguf shel kli shores. Ki im the taluya b'chaloi shmom shem shulchan menoira u'mizbeach shem shulchan shem menoira shem mizbeach da b'chalo shem b'fnei atzal mitzvose v'ze einu ala b'shoa shem b'makoimam that you b'makoimam in hechal or in oil moed di ikar behem chaloiz dinam da haynu amidosam כמצווסון במקדוש. ולוי בשו שאין בחוץ למקיים. בחוץ למקיים, אבל there's no dinim. ובזה חולק לא ישראל מכל הניקלם. תחלוי שם אורן לבוי מקיים. ואף מחוץ למקדוש, לפוקר ממנו, חלוי שם אורן. Then it is a ראי, which I don't get it. וראי לזה, the boy Oren. There's no din. The Ram doesn't call it din. Milchama's boy Oren. Milchama boy Oren. Kimavu besayt the daf membeis according to one man diom. Correct. Hare the bechol mokim shehu. Hare hu bechal shmoi. V'afilu b'shas nesis. He brings a raya. Did even shalkele klisho is the chshloim mekaimon. Then nothing. But Olain, even Shalem Mekoimo, is Hashem Olain. Chol Mokom Ika Halam Shas. And he says like this, V'chein Mash Meram Perek Beis. It was Chalei HaMikdash, Olain Gimel. Chol Mokom Ika Halam Shas Oas Abadim, Shem Min Olain. Even Shalem HaMikdash. U'b'l'shein Hashem Nichlal Di Ika Halam Avil B'shas Nesia. Hari Lehed Yedika Chalei Shem Olain. I feel the chutz l'mikdash, and the lav masovas abad. What's done with the shem is kosher the shem olam. It's connected to it. Okay, here's the problem. Okay, as I mentioned before, it is true. This one man the omer. The emes is Biskilov does the same thing, because Biskilov. In Chedush Nemichta, Chedush Shemorim, Viz Alevi, Tayebi, that Michta, he brings you Sham Misifri, the guy Beis Alonis. The Mevua in Yesh Shem Oin, because he says, since if there's a Shem Oin in Shiva Yeluchos Chosom Mikdosh, Koshkein Oin, Sheesh Baaluchos, Atzmai, there certainly is a Shem Oin, but it's talking about taking the Oin B'Shas Mochama. Bram doesn't pass in that. That's a problem. So, you know, there's no din. The Rabbana Teira is machir like the Rabbanan. And there's no din of Masa Oren.
What's me, sir? Where do we find a Chal Hashem of B'nai Kahas L'doros? Well, do you have Kahas?
I don't know. I don't know. Could be not, could be yes. I'm not just trying to say, but there is. You know, you could see Inim Levi or whatever. Okay, I don't know.
It wasn't a Tzifa.
Okay, good. We say that, but there's Bakot if he saw with the Mitzvah, there's according to everyone. So therefore, in fact, I mean, the Shikha Betzer says in Zvachim, a Pegimel, the Klishois are not Mekadosh, only Mekadosh the possible Chutz. So they're not bona fide, they're not the bona fide Klishois. He says, what he's trying to say, and you see that he says it, in Echidush Adam HaGrid, that basically, you have, we'll come to this soon later, basically you have, logically you could imagine the Bakot of Yisrael and the Leah even by Shakli Kalim. But since they only have a Chalashim in Mekoimai, so maybe you can't imagine it, okay? This to me is almost a disaster. I'll tell you why. Is that Tzivui is logically applicable afterwards in Deiris? It's just Yechosa the Chefsa, because there's no Klishores and there's no Chefsa of Masos? Or it's a Chson the Chavis Gavu? See, the way the Rambam seems to say, the Loyabul Oid, that the Lab was only formulated by Midbar. It's not because you're missing the Chefsa of Mitzvah.
Rubber roll off.
I didn't say that. I didn't want to go that
it doesn't
far.
Fit in.
Yeah, I understand. I'm just trying to tell you, L'chayra, this is a problem, okay? I'm just trying to be honest with you. You can't, once you have the Rambam, you have to be very honest with yourself. Once you have the Rambam, Kuf Pei Zayin, that L'chayra's Gav exists, but just the Chefsa, it's Chotza the Chefsa, to do the Mitzvah, it's like a Mitzvah Deres, correct? So you have to say, then it's chosin the chivis gabon, the chalis isa. Otherwise, you can't get started.
So we don't care if it's a klisharis outside of the Mishkan. It doesn't make a difference.
I understand that.
It should make no difference.
And the whole discussion, and the whole proof, the two arenas, the chayri, you know, is irrelevant. And besides, the Ram doesn't pass the two arenas. Then even further, okay, see, this whole discussion is assuming one thing. You know what it's assuming? It's assuming that Olin is Klei HaMikdash. Okay? And Rav, in Igus HaGrid HaLevi, goes out of his way and says to the Shiva Kalim, and Olin is not Klei HaMikdash. So if Olin is not Klei HaMikdash, or to the Din Masa and Olin, the Deiris, is nothing to do with Mikdash. So there's no problem that the Din Masa, which is formulated by Mishkan, was only Ahura Shabbat Midbar, and it doesn't exist anymore. And the Din Olin, the Deiris, is a peculiar Din Olin. It's nothing to do with anything. That's what you can say. And that's very simple. That's what we have here.
The Rambam discusses Aron and Klei Mikdash or not?
What?
The Rambam discusses the Aron and Klei Mikdash.
See, that's a problem. There's a problem here. The problem is, if you open up Beis HaBechira, when he talks about Yesh B'Shiva Kelim, he lists the Shiva Kelim, he doesn't list all. And that's what his piece in Beis HaBechira, that's what the piece Negus Gil is based on, okay? However, the whole discussion of Masa Olin is mentioned in Klei HaMikdash. Okay? And we'll see, it's mentioned in the most oddest place. You see, we'll pick this up a little more here and there, but let's just start like this, okay? In Lamed Daled, Mitzvah Seh Lamed Daled, the Ram tells you that V'kashet Tziva Domen L'Havi Es Oren V'Pam HaShein Es Oma V'Divya Yomim V'Yisum B'nei Elevim Es Oma V'Chulei V'Chein Kasheh Huska Hiske V'Divya Yomim Chalukas HaKohanim Arbo V'Esem Mishmo V'Omar Achakach Eila Pikaritem L'Avoidosom L'Avoy L'Beis Hashem K'Mishpotom B'Yad Aharoin Aviyem Kashe Tzivo Hashem Elokei Yisrael Pirusha Chomish U'Roimeis Al-Kohanim Shtiya Avoidosom Nesiyas Aharoin Al-Kotem. That's what he says, okay? So it means, according to Rambam, or the din Masa Oin is a din for Mishmaris Kuna. It has to do with the Mishma, correct? Okay. See, here's an amazing thing. See, Mishma Kuna, correct? So the Rambam has a perek of Mishma Kuna in Klei HaMikdash. It's perek Dalet, you can open it up, okay? So where would you put the din of Bakotev Yisrael, Masa Olin? In Perek Dalet! That's the way he's saying it, Mishnah. And Sefer Mitzvahs. You know where he puts it? He puts the tail end of Perek Beis. We talks about Levim, Kohan, and Bacham.
Before he gets to the Mishmaros?
Yes, yeah, certainly. Okay. I'm just trying to, you know, someone is going to come here and say that the Rambam, you know, is like, you know, it's like a straight line. You know, I don't know. Say that. See, here you hear the problem. So the question is, what do you do? What do you do? Okay. So that's what he does. Here he's like weird. He says, "Oishin b'mikdash kelim, b'ksav yad hagirsa he shiva kelim." That's the gist of Frankel. That's the ksav yad he had in Stam, ksav yad Berlin, whatever. El tzochim lo mishmet kan olim shal olim mekoyim mekod shekadoshim mitzul tzochim b'chule. Ach kach b'pokim aboyim b'yedini asir mitzul es kelim o elu v'el. The Ilu Asiyas Olin Hishmit were paid down at Loch Alev, what cause of Evan Oasis of Akkadish Akkadoshim, Maroboy, Sholeo Hoye Holon Munach. No Dini Asiyah, nothing. Vim Kin. Then he quotes the Yushalmi Shnei Aloinois. V'akocha the kiyum oloin v'dino enem of a chef shaluchais the tzichin liyois v'oloin v'shaech gam l'shimei luchais v'im kein nira the same ram the ram the quote shimei luchais. I don't know if that guy can bring it up. Okay, we'll say that. V'im kein nira the same rambam the chol adin hanocha hanochas oloin v'amidosei v'kodesh hakadoshim eino kiyum shel mikdash Kimineira Vishokhan, El Bholdino Nema Bechetishal Orin, the Khefshaw Tsikhaliois Bakadashakadoshim. Abu Kim shall clay a mikdosh, the Tsikhaliois with Makaima Mikdosh, לא שייך לאורן. וכמו דנסנס המון ומקרו של אלן מצווסן גם כן קודש קודשים? Which is not going, you know. Okay, we'll see. Okay, go see. That's what he does. So you have two different approaches in the English Agrid, okay? He doesn't deal with the question of Masa, but you can't talk about his discussion that he has in the English and in the Chidushi Gramba Grid. He can't have it. If you're going to take the approach, it's not Klei HaMikdash. Okay. So then, it's not an Avodah. It's not to do with Mikdash. It's a separate in Masa. So there's no problem, Lo Yavodoi. Because Lo Yavodoi was a Hora Shom Midbo and Shalom Yisrael. It's no stira like the Minchas Chinuch. See, once you say this word, like the Rosh HaNigas Agrid, the whole problem of Minchas Chinuch doesn't exist. Because the Minchas Chinuch is asking what Mehechit Teisi, why is she Mechalek? So the answer is Poshit. It's talking that the Mikdash don't exist anymore. Well, the Oin, B'Shaita, was also Mutelis Mikdash, and that doesn't bother me one way or the other. But it's nothing to do with Mikdash Adelis, there's no Din Masa, or Mutelis the Masa of Mishka, and Shalom HaYisrael. Say that. Ramban is very careful to say discussion of Mishmeres Shomo in the Pesukim is nothing to do with Masa Oren, but it's only talking about the Dini Kohanim, and Masa Oren is a separate thing. You know, each one in their own way flips the Pesukim around and inside out, whichever you want it, okay? Lachel, it's very clear that Mishneh Torah cannot be a reflection of Sefer Mitzvahs because there's no discussion of Kohanim. On the other hand, on one hand, if there's no discussion of Kohanim, there's also no discussion of Levim. It's not about this Levi. Okay.
So and anybody could do Bekatef?
We don't know. Doesn't say. Here, open the Ram. We can look it up. Open the Ram. We'll see what he says. Shatos is this. No, I think you're not going to spend another week on this or whatever. I just wanted to get you interested because we can't just wrap this up in one evening, you understand? But you see what's going on. And this, in the middle of this, is the Biskalov's letter. Which is the Rav wanted to study with us, but we couldn't find the base measures. Okay, whatever. Okay. Here, like this. Perigimel, let's stop on Perigimel, and then I'm going to go back. So, Perigimel, Zer Levi moved the Lavidus Hamikdash, Shneem Obeis Ahi, Hivla Hashem Hashem Ve'alevi. Okay? Which Biskalovsky called this pasuk. It's very strange that that's how the mitzvah changed the Kohanim. Bo'isahi. Chesna, I don't know. This the Ram says, I don't know. I mean, I always hear in there about everything, but yeah. The Ram is Perig Gimel is Avodas Levi, okay? Perig Dalet, HaKohanim Huvdalu. Michlal Levim, Lavodas HaKobon, Shneema. Model Aaron, La Gdisha, Kredish Kadosh, who misses us say, La Havda Kohan and the Kacha. And there's a problem from Kohen Baba this Levi, the Levi of this Kohen. Here it is. Ukshem, and then look, see, pray the end of Paragimo. Ukshem, Shalavi, Musholm, Shalabo, Rabo this Kohanim. Kach hakohanim musholim shel avodah vaslevim, shneema gam heim, gam atem. וכן הלווים עצמם מוסחורים שלא יעשה אחד מלאכס חברה. Okay. That's פרק גימו. And then it's פרק דלת, okay? So where would you put all it? Either, you know, either פרק גימו or פרק דלת. You want it to be לוי or you want it to be קהין. The Rambam says it changed, it should have been פרק דלת. Mishmos, correct? Comes around, puts in פרק בייס. Perek Aleph is the Perek of Shemana Mishcha. But you keep in mind one thing. These halachas are called Hilchos Klei HaMikdosh V'yo'iv Dimboi. So what is Klei HaMikdosh? It's cliche. What is Klei HaMikdosh? No, it's stupid. Okay, we'll see. Okay, one second. Mitzvah Saseh, Perek Aleph, Lasa Shemen HaMishcha, okay? All the Dinim Shemen HaMishcha, whole Perek Aleph. Perek Beis Aloch Aleph, HaKteres Naasis B'chol Shana V'shana. Asis HaKteres? And how to make the Kteres? And what you're allowed to put in, what you're not taking from a fatman is a k'teres. V'chol ma'aseh b'kodesh, b'soch ha'zorah, dina ma'ayim eit a k'teres. So I assume, suppose k'teres do a klei ha'mikdash bo'im dem boy, so I assume it's a kiyum in the mizbeach, ha'pnimi, d'aktoros k'teres. Chesne? Or is it k'teres v'chol, eh? Also, the Snamid Bukhum, there's an Isa of Lassa Kamaskunta in Kteris. Mizbach Azov Shebehechol, all of Maktirna Kteris Bukhol Yoim. So I would have said, that's Akadomo to this. What does it do in the Chesa from the Chesa from Mizbeach? Okay, this is Klei HaMikdash. Toys Achir Kizu, Oh, did the glove of the salo terizoro? We do something else. Ola mincha nesles chola. Okay. Now, next thing, a few halachas later, at the end of this perek, after this perek is over, is zera levi kulo mugdo lavodes hamikdash. Okay. You say that. Halacha yud beis and perek beis. Now we're gonna finish perek beis. Beis shemolich nesa oroim mi mokum la mokum. Like it's no portion. There's such a thing as molichas or mokum l'mokum. Whenever you do it, ain molichnoisoi lo agavi abehemo lo abehemo v'lo agolois lefi ulefi sheshachem dov v'nosu al agolois niflis peret buzo el mitzvah lenoklo al kotev shenemo ki avoidas hakridish aleim bakotev yisou. Okay. So the question is, what is this? So and then he continues on and he says, Kishinoisin oisei alakote, noisin ponim kinegiponim, veachoreim. Lachutz upreim lifneim v'nishom shelo yishv abadim min atabos shameise echod min abadim min atabos loike shenema v'atabos ha'orod yio abadim lo yisu imenu. Okay. So I have the following question. So what does it mean? So l'chera he's talking about dinim of the Klei HaMikdash. Klei HaMikdash v'Oiv Dimboi. So the Klei HaMikdash, which is called Oroi, the Klei HaMikdash is called Oroi, there's a din on it of Masa, Bakote, and we don't know if anyone particular has to do it. Doesn't say. And there's also on this, even B'Shas Masos, there's a Hashem Oren after Yisru Abadim Imenu. Correct? You see, what's important is that it's not an Avodah. You see, both in the Rambam, you see the whole discussion of the Rav, that it might be an Avodah, and you have to say Shtichel Teret, the Machalik, and Chassimus Kasha, is really only according to the Ramban. That it's not Chladeris Melevim, it's not Chadin Avodah Salavim. So the question is, what's the difference? And it's the Bakotev. But the Ramban also has the Lab of the Avodah. So there's no problem, okay? But the Rambam, there's no problem in Bechlau. Because according to the Rambam, there's no Avodah Slavi. It's either Mishmeres Kuna, according to the Sefer Mitzvahs. The problem is Derech Agav. There is a problem, and I don't know the answer to the problem. Normally, the Mi and Akotza goes together with Sefer Mitzvahs, and here it doesn't. Because in Sefer Mitzvahs, he goes out of his way to say the Mitzvah is Kuhuna, and in Mi and Akotza, there's no discussion of Kohen. You want? I'll show you that. There we go. Yeah. That is Lamed Dalet. Lo se sa on a kot, she nois nois, she never kot to be sold. No discussion there. So it's a din in the olam, but the mitzvah, so therefore what? Is it possible that olam is klei hamikdash? In the sense that since it's mekayim is with mikdash? And it's not part of tzuas hamikdash?
Well,
it's not klei hamikdash? What, it's not what?
What's including Torahs? As Klei HaMikdash, so...
No, I don't know if Teres included Teres because the din in the Klei HaMikdash and the Mizbech HaZov. The Shemen HaMishcha, I assume that you can't imagine Klei HaMikdash without... You see, it's a very strange thing whether you're going to say the Ohen is a Klishois or not, okay? The Ohen had Mashicha. You can't imagine Klei HaMikdash without Shemen HaMishcha, and the Teres is taken a din in the chefza of the Mizbech HaZohar, and then he quotes the din masa, and then he goes to Avodah Salavim and Avodah Kohanim and Shalom Yisrael Mishmores. But like a whole different world. On the other hand, the Rav is right that in the Beis HaBechira, you don't get the impression that it's part of Beis HaBechira itself. And that the mitzvah, the asiyah, and the Ram talks about in mitzvah chav, the mitzvah of Beis HaBechira is not in the binyan of the Beis HaBechira or the whatever the mikdash and the mishkan was, but also Shiva Kalim. And it's only Shiva Kalim. Even though the oddest thing is when the Torah talks about mishkan, the first thing it talks about is the olam. This is the problem here, okay? But whatever it is, I would have said, see, what the Rav wants to say in the Gram Vagrid, that L'chor, the Sias HaOlev, is B'teres Mishkan L'deres, okay? That makes things very difficult. You don't know why Lo Yavod Oid shouldn't apply. You don't apply, then your mom is your bankrupt, I think. Okay? And the Ram doesn't say it, you know. The whole din is a din, and you get the impression that that's what he does in Igus HaGrid, that it's not klishores, and it's not part of the Tzuas HaMikdash or whatever it is. So, you know. It's a separate din masa. There's no raya from the fact that he counted that there's a lav l'deres. That is the simple thing in a nutshell. That's what you have. Okay? Let's go on. Let's go on. Now, listen to this, okay? Here's a mikhtav von Biskrov zechon le vocha des michta. Odo, ado, hey, tof, reish, pei, beis. Say, hey, tof, reish, pei, beis.
22.
The Rebbe was 19, okay? And the Biskrov was, I don't know what he was, 19 then, okay? So he was writing Tim a letter. He was 19 years old, okay? You got the thing. This was this shtickle ago when he was 19 years old. The one nigga's grandma good. And if you look, okay, good. Venira, okay. Look, he writes like this. He writes in the paragraph Venira. The ein Ramban sefer mitzvah shom shehikshe deki tochin shenishtana mitzvah melevi lekohanim ochin lefi zeh hadov muvu heitev. The medina for this masa shel mikdash the kelov hoye mitzvahs of leviim kmo kol avodas leviim. See, he learns that applies to all and also. Aval mitzvah shel deiros shu mitzvahs nesia shel olin habris. Beloy chalos din shall avoid this masa. Beloy chalos din shall avoid this masa. It's not avoid this masa. It's not an avoid this masa. Makot viso. It's not an avoid this. That's what it means. It's not avoid this masa. Zvizu he shemitzvasa bekohanim mikod the beis ahi. The mikod the beis ahi is a little difficult, but the question is. Is an avodas masa, and as I told you in Rambam, that's not avodas masa. Where it's kohanim, you see, he doesn't point out that difference. That the Rambam only quotes kohanim only in sefer mitzvahs, okay? But he's working with this idea that olim could have been in Mishkan. It could have been part of the Sias Mishkan and avodas masa. See, the question is. What would you say, according to the Rambam, is the labu lo yavul oid an orin b'shas mishkan? Okay, so that's the Biskrov saying yes. But there's two dinim in orin. The din of masa orin b'teres masa mishkan, and there's a lo yavul oid. But that was terminated with midbar, and there's another din l'deiros of a din masa. Which is either Kohanim or independent of everything, which not avoid as masa, but it's a din of a kote hiso. Okay. The problem is, as I pointed out, in this space of here, Biskrov is very difficult. Because the Gemara in Psochim, Kuf Dalet, and the Rambam, and the Mefosh HaMikra, Lui Beisehi was after the Chet HaEgel. And according to the Biskrov, it's Chet the end of the Aboyim Shana. Okay? Now, I can read you the different things. The Gemara is in Sochem Kuf Dalet. The Gemara says, "Meisvei Seid Avdolis Heichu Oimer Hamadu Mikolish Lachoyer Beinol Lachoyishem Yisrael Amim Yomish Lachoyishem Yisrael Amim Yomase Bein Tome Lator Bein Ayam Lachorobo Bein Mayim Aliyoyin Lamayim Tachtoyin Bein Kohanim Levim V'Yisraelim Amri Kohanim Levim Yisraelim Trei Mili Ninu Bein Levim L'Yisraelim Dichsiv Bo'es Ahi Hivdil Hashem as Shevet Levi. So what are we doing? We're referring to Kohanim or we're referring to Levim? Right? And that's the Chayit. They have the Chayit Egel. And the Ram Klan Mikdash in Peri Gimel Loch Aleph, the one that I quoted, Zera Levdi, basically Hivdil. And that Lachay is the Gemara Kuf Dalet. The Ram's only quoted the Gemara. And this Rashi in Dvorim and Eke Beisahi, Beshonu Vishon, it says in Mitzrayim. And Utiitz and Behego, Ubnei Levi Lato. So that's it. So this part is a little bit difficult. The rest of it is Beseder, Chesed, I don't know. And L'cheira, whatever you're going to do, Be'esahi, that should be the Bechira's Kayin. Be'esahi, the Hashem is Sheva Levi. Even if it is, it's Kayin, but it's Kayin B'Teus Levi. And L'cheira, the Ram is saying in Sefer HaMitzvos that it's Kayin B'Teus Kayin, not Kayin B'Teus Levi. Okay, I'm just, you know. Okay. Okay. See, here is the problem. Okay. What I'd like to do, okay? I don't want to do any more now because I just wanted to whet your appetite and just to understand how difficult this Indian is and that, you know, to my chagrin, people love to parrot and say, the Rav said, you know, wow, and see, so, oh, and Masa, oh, and, you know, and then clean. No, it sounds, in jargon, it sounds very good, but you have to understand what's going on. Okay? So with that, Amit Shem will pick up next week. Okay?
Sure.